Don Jr. slams George Conway during impeachment hearing, "You are a disgrace." By Hannah Blow on November 15, 2019. Donald Trump Jr. responded to George Conway's direct critique during Friday's public impeachment hearing, calling him out for routinely embarrassing his wife for personal gain and slamming him as a disgrace. America hired that real Donald Trump to fire people like the first three witnesses we've seen. Career government bureaucrats and nothing more, Trump tweeted during the hearing featuring Marie Yovanovitch, former ambassador to Ukraine. Conway, a frequent, notorious, critic of President Trump, responded, claiming that all three of the public witnesses, Yovanovitch, acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor, and senior State Department official George Kent, possess more intelligence, talent, integrity, decency, honor, and patriotism in each of their fingers than you and your father will ever have. Trump responded, blasting Conway for routinely and publicly embarrassing his wife, Kellyanne, for personal gain. A guy who routinely and publicly embarrasses his wife by attacking her boss for the purpose of getting retweets and building his own brand is giving lectures on honor, integrity and decency, Trump wrote. I'm sure your family really appreciates it, George, he added. You're a disgrace. Conway has continued to tweet and retweet throughout the hearing but took special issue with Ranking Member Devin Nunes, RCA, attempt to allow Rep. Stefanik, RNY, to speak toward the beginning of the hearing, prompting a contentious back and forth with Schiff. As Breitbart News noted, the moment was largely demonstrative of the concerns Republicans had over the partisan impeachment resolution, which effectively granted Schiff unprecedented power. A former Trump campaign and former White House official added that George Conway once desperately tried to get a job of his own in the Trump administration but was turned down. George is jealous of his wife's success and fame and is shamelessly willing to tear his own family apart to build his personal brand within the resistance, the former Trump campaign and White House official told Breitbart News. I distinctly remember him prancing around the campaign offices during the transition aimlessly hoping to get a job in the administration. No one wanted anything to do with him, and if it wasn't for his wife, he never would have been there in the first place.